Eric White, you're here at the launch of the Airtricity League. What sort of a season for Derry?
It's a bit of the unknown at the moment, Jerry, because there's been unbelievable upheaval over the close winter, with obviously Kenny going and a new manager in with Declan, and he's basically had to work with a squad from scratch, you know. But I think what he's done is that he's identified straight away that he needs to sort of restore a bit of local identity with the club again. And if you look at his signings, at least the majority of them anyway are local players. Some are young players, some have come back to the club who were away from the club. And added to that as well, he's probably had to roll the dice a wee bit in terms of going for one or two players from across the water. He's an Argentinian player in Gerard Bruna, who we don't know too much about. He's got a striker over from Colchester. But he's done a tremendous amount of work.
He seems to have strengthened that team considerably.
Well, he has, and he's probably looked at it. I mean, he's lost the two heels, Rory and Ronan Hale, and Gerard Doherty, his goalkeeper, who's gone to Crusaders. He's got Barry McNamee back, which I think was his priority, and that's a massive signing, a great signing to have him back again. He's made him captain for his leadership and his experience on the pitch. But he's also looked at the fact, Jerry, that in the league alone last season they shipped 70 goals, which was a major concern defensively. He's a new goalkeeper in, but he's gone out and he's brought Kieran Call from Finn Harps. Josh Kerr has come over on loan from Brighton. Darren Cole has stayed on. Ali Gilchrist has come in from Shamrock Rovers. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of hard work, I suppose, to mould all that together as well. But he'll be looking at rectifying a few of the problems that existed from last year.
They're always saying that Dundalk are the team to catch again, but I was listening to RTÉ on Sunday and one pundit said, Dundalk will be the one to catch, but the fact that Stephen Kenny is gone now maybe opens up the field a wee bit. But Finlay Peart is a very good manager, will be a good manager, he's an excellent coach.
Yeah, well, you'll be more aware of the Dundalk situation than myself, Jerry, but I think obviously Stephen leaving was a bit of an unexpected twist, but at least they've held on to all their players, or certainly the majority of them anyway, as far as I'm aware. And bringing in Kelly from Bohemians looks to be a shrewd signing as well. So I think obviously they've tried to make the transition as seamless as possible. And Vinny Perth is there. He knows the setup. He knows the workings of the club. The players know him. He knows them. And John Gill has got a wealth of League of Ireland experience. So I think under the circumstances, Dundalk have dealt with it as well as they can. But you're right. Other clubs will feel a sniff of a chance more now. What will the effect of the Kenny departure be? And certainly Shamrock Rovers, Cork and St Pat's will all be hoping to close the gap, and I think they will do.
Well, just last, you know what it's like for Stephen Kenny to leave, because he left you twice. Well, what was the feeling like when he did leave?
Well, he was held in high esteem by Derry, but he's probably leaving now Dundalk at the absolute top of his game, certainly domestically. The first time he left created problems for Derry, because they went out and tried to get the next best manager available, who at the time was Pat Fenlon, and that just didn't work. I mean, for whatever reason, Pat Fenlon wasn't a fit at Derry, and it actually took them until Stephen Kenny returned again the second time to actually get back on their feet. When he left the second time, ironically, it was Declan Devine who came in and replaced him, and Declan had a couple of good seasons, but he's just got such a great eye for a player. He's just a top manager, gets the best out of his players, and I just, in a sense, he's sort of irreplaceable.
Thanks very much, Eric. Best luck to Derry for the season.
Sorry, no problem.
Thanks very much.
All right.